One of the things that, this comes a little bit from, I told you I live in the city, and apparently the next mayoral race is going to be something of a free-for-all. And this is something that you hear not just from people in the city, but I hear from, you know, some of my friends who live out in the county too, that there is this overall impression that, you know, governments, you know, county government and city government both, although I think the city government is probably either I'm closer to it or I hear more about this, is that, you know, there's nobody who's in charge who's interested in healthy neighborhoods anymore. You know, people are interested in what development can we bring in, what, you know, new businesses we can bring in, what kind of tax breaks we can give to people to come into the county or into the city. But, you know, people who have neighborhoods, newer and older, you know, almost never hear about how do we keep these neighborhoods healthy and functioning and places where people will want to stay while we're busily bringing in all these people who are going to pay additional taxes. So I guess I have two questions for that. One, is it that something that you hear from people? And, you know, whether you hear about it or not, I mean, how would you change direction or make it a little clearer to people that, you know, we're interested not just in businesses and development, but we're interested in making sure that people have great places to live while they're, you know, businesses and development?
Not only have I heard about it,
okay,
I have argued for it.
Awesome.
And argued about it.
Okay.
At many levels.
Good.
There was a conversation, I had mentioned to Jason earlier in the interview, that the county executive, and actually dates back to the Gordon administration, would have a month, anywhere from once a month to once a quarter meeting with the leaders of the civic umbrella organizations, which represent regions of the county, and the Newcastle County Civic League and their officers, who are countywide people. I'm affiliated with both of them now. But during that meeting, there were discussions about revisions that were occurring to the UDC that affected development and facilitated significant change in the development process, many of which we openly opposed. The big concern from the Newark 40 down south of the canal was workforce housing. The concerns in upper, more mature Newcastle County was redevelopment and what was occurring there. And in one of those conversations, I can specifically remember having it, and Mr. Coons and Mr. Clark were both sitting in the room at the time we had it. We argued against some of these changes that were occurring, and I remember specifically saying to Chris, I said, you take a site like the Chrysler plant and that piece of property, and you find that you can move forward and you can provide 2,000 new jobs and you can make all kinds of significant impacts on things that will have a dramatic effect not only to employment, but many other positive housing expansion and whatnot up and down Newcastle County by tweaking or modifying the development code to meet the needs of that specific property. Every single person from the civic organization sitting around this table will part the Red Sea on your behalf to have those 2,000 jobs come in. But to make revisions to the code with no clear distinctions of saying it affects this development plan or that development plan and you know, it will have an overall positive effect, we see no reason, nor do we feel that it represents the interest of the existing residents of Newcastle County. The one thing that I have constantly tried to champion in the things that I've been involved in is the average homeowner, the average citizen, the dating back to school board days, the average parent with their child in the public school system. When is there going to be adequate regard for the people that typically don't involve themselves in this process, have a limited amount of income, quite frequently hanging on to the middle class standard of living, mm-hmm. and some consideration for the decisions that are being made that have a direct impact on those people.
Right.
One of the reasons why I'm interested in getting on county council is I don't feel those people, in many regards, have a voice at council. They're not people that bring money to the table. They don't bring jobs to the table. Yeah. They're just trying to hang on to an area that they want to raise their children in and live in. Mm-hmm. And they're clearly developers and people that are involved in the process that have the utmost regard for those people. And there are others that have blatant disregard for those people.
Yeah.
And it's those people I'm worried about.